In 1983, the principal at Hazelwood East High School in suburban St. Louis censored two stories from the student newspaper. One concerned divorce, the other was about teen pregnancy. The students sued, claiming their First Amendment rights had been violated. Their case made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where justices decided that school administrators had the right to exercise prior restraint in school-sponsored forums like student newspapers and assemblies. A generation of student journalists have been hemmed in by that ruling. But last week, Governor Bruce Rauner signed legislation that frees high school students from this restriction. I talked to Stan Zoller with the Illinois Journalism Education Association, who helped guide this legislation.
The bill, in essence, gives students the right of free expression in student media. Before we followed the Hazelwood standards, that gave administrators the ability to prior view, prior restraint, and censor forms of high school media and high school expression. And the intent was, as identified by the Supreme Court, that it would be for pedagogical concerns only, and it wouldn't infringe on the students' viewpoints or the content of the paper. Well, over the years, that really didn't prove to be the case, and several other states, actually Illinois is the 10th state, to pass legislation freeing their student journals from the restrictions under Hazelwood. By doing this, students can now practice journalism without the fear of unjust censorship or prior review, unless there are cases, and then the bill is clear on this, for libel or obscenity or disruption to the student's environment. And this is important because one of the key parts of the bill, in my mind, is the fact that responsible journalism is essential for civic engagement. And last August, Governor Rauner signed House Bill 4025 that mandates a civics education class for all high school students starting the school year, the freshman class. Mm-hmm. And in its May 2014 report, the Civics Task Force under the Illinois State Board of Education identified as part of its report the importance of news literacy so that high school students, if they're going to make a civic decision, do so with information that is verifiable, independent, and has accountable and authoritative sources. So this goes hand in hand. If we want our high school students to become good civic, practice good civics as resident citizens, they need to have independent information. And, you know, now that the Scholastic journalists have this capability, hopefully that'll be a huge asset to them. And it's especially important this year with the election fast approaching.
Were you surprised that Governor Rauner went ahead and signed the bill instead of just letting it sit there and become law?
We were surprised that he signed it so quickly. He had until the end of August. So when we found out, we were obviously thrilled, and we're glad that he took the stand rather than just sort of saying, well, I don't want to voice an opinion on this, but just let it slide through. It's gratifying to see that he'll has been supportive of student press rights, speech rights for Scholastic journalists. We're very, very pleased that he took the action, obviously, and hopefully this will get more students engaged in the civic process.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.